فعاش القلب إخلاصا وصرت تحومك الطير تحلق في ثقافات وتنهل من ربى الخير.
I want to pause for a moment. The verse says للذكر مثل حظ الأنثيين, which means for a male is double the share of a female. A lot of people find fault with the verses of the Quran in terms of inheritance, not realizing Islam and Sharia is a system and a way of life. If you are to follow it correctly, you would understand the correctness of this beautiful distribution. In Islam, a female is always to be looked after financially by her closest male relative, be it a father or an adult son or a husband. Those are the closest in terms of relation. If they do not exist, then the brother. If he does not exist, then one of the uncles. It is your duty to look after the female who is closest related to you in terms of food, clothing, and accommodation. Did you know that? It's supposed to come from your wealth. It is your responsibility. The problem is today, the men don't do it. Do you know what they do? They claim from the wealth of that woman to say, you know what, let's go half-half. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us. So at the time prior to Islam, women were being inherited and they were bought and sold. Perhaps we will see it in the next few verses. And Islam came in and not only abolished all that, but what happened is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, how dare you consider women commodities? In fact, they are to be owners of commodities just like you are. They cannot be considered a piece of merchandise to be thrown from side to side. Never. A woman has a status, even though she does not need the money in Islam. Why does she not need it? Because moments ago we just said the closest male relative should be looking after her basic needs. That's Islam. She doesn't need it. But look how beautiful Islam is. The more distant that male relative is, the bigger her share becomes. Amazing. If you have a brother with you, then you share it in a way that he gets double you and he's supposed to look after you from that wealth. As for what you got as a female, it's only yours to keep and perhaps to save, to invest, and maybe to spend on something when you want to spoil yourself a little bit here and there. Amazing. But when it comes to the person related to you being an uncle, being a distant relative, then you either get half if you are one female or you get two-thirds if you're more than one. Amazing. Two-thirds. There is no share in the Shari'i shares of inheritance which goes up to 66.6% except for females. Did you know that? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us. May Allah grant us a deep understanding. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed these verses and He clarified the position so clearly for every one of us. There is justice in Islam. And I want to perhaps give you an example by figures for you to understand. Say if a person passes away leaving behind $75,000. $50,000 would go to the son and $25,000 to the daughter if he's left behind only one son and one daughter. The $25,000 that went to the daughter is hers alone. Nobody can tamper with it whatsoever. She can pack it, invest it, do what she wants with it, alhamdulillah. Her basic needs, she must still go to the same brother who claimed $50,000 and must tell him, listen, you need to pay for my food, clothing and accommodation. And on top of that, he must look after his wife and his children. So if he's got about 8 dependents or 10, divide the 50,000 by 10, you only get 5,000 each. She's sitting with 25 plus the other 5. Do you see the justice of Islam, where a woman is raised so high, but people who don't know the entire system, they come to you and tell you, look, you're getting a smaller share. And the women stand up and they say, Islam has oppressed us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us understand that in fact Islam has raised you higher than you can imagine. May Allah forgive us.